I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 on March the 12th. Yeah, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop into our chat room. Good morning, Angel. And let me see. Is the Angel's there? Bad Bob. Others are joining as we speak. Of course,
it's
we're also streaming live video on livestream.com/freefireradio. Today, hopefully, we've been promised Ann Coulter is going to be on the show. Ann Coulter will be here at 8 o'clock or 8:05. Or so we've been told by two different people in her intimate personal staff that she apologized for Friday, that she was overcome by events that are an emergency in her life, which is okay. We have emergencies here. We have emergencies in the studio. It makes both of us run out of here screaming. But we're joined by Bad Bob, who ate 12 pounds of pasta. As soon as he heard it was free booze, there was Bob at the Festa Italiana.
What a great party. I still have sore spots on either side of my cheeks from
I didn't know it was that kind of party. Okay. He was funny.
And just kept it going. He, just as you thought he was about ready to go for the finale, he'd fire off another volley. It was good stuff.
It's a great thing. And, of course, speaking of firing off the right stuff, here's Linda.
I think it was Dan Sable. Oh, good morning. Currently 42 degrees. Give you the weather real fast. We have a slight chance of rain tonight with temperatures reaching around 59 degrees. We are going to have some gusty winds that are going to be happening all pretty much all week, but our gusts can get up to 23 miles per hour. Tonight, just get ready for the rain. Looking forward to it. Rainy tonight with temperatures around 44. Raining tomorrow. And tomorrow night, lighten up on the showers. But the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And, of course, we're going to be plugging more and more Ann Coulter. Actually, there was a really wonderful article, Mark Beecham, a couple days ago. He's such a great writer. You can go on, actually, Ann Coulter's site or go on to Record Searchlight, and you'll see his article that came out a couple days ago.
Yeah, you know, and the article, and it's really quite interesting in the sense that when Ann Coulter, when it was announced Ann Coulter's coming to town, the people, you know, we have a group of people here that are anonymous. They get on to the Record Searchlight. And they were saying very horrible things about her. And I guess that, you know, the fact is that Bill Mayer and Franklin and numerous others have said horrible things about people, too. So, I mean, it's not like people that are conservative have the only, you know, they don't have the market cornered on crassless statements. But to want to keep somebody from speaking or working or something because you just don't approve of maybe something they've said or their politics, I find quite abhorrent. You know, just like the one that said when we were out there for the rally for, you know, personal rights and people's rights that he was going to, Cal, I guess that's a guy, could be a girl, rights feminine-like. So said I was going to go to our sponsors, our advertisers, and tell them what we were doing. And my answer to that was, hey, guess what? Our advertisers know exactly what we do because we stand up. They know our faces. They can listen to the show. You, on the other hand, Cal, you're a faceless, nameless coward. So, I mean, if you'd love to come on the show here and discuss what we believe in political rights and what you believe in political rights, feel free. Hey, come here. Here's a seat. Can you show the seat over there again, Bob? To show where he would be sitting, or she would be sitting.
Well, you know what? Let's just talk.
But what I'm saying is, how can you? The problem is, and that we need to go to Catholic Cummings. Let me finish up what I'm saying here, though, is that people have a right to say things. This is a free country. This is a democracy. And if you don't agree with it, if you don't want to listen to it, then don't listen. Turn the station. Turn it off. But to try and take away people's livelihoods, or to try to, you know, to attack them because you don't agree with them? I mean, come on.
She has a right. We're talking about Ann Coulter at this very moment. Or we're talking about the other person that would not come forward with their name as they wrote a particular email or, you know, their thoughts, but would like you said, couldn't sign who they were or what their association is with. And the wonderful thing that we love about being able to have this station and be able to have this show is to create a platform where all mindsets.
Yeah.
It's entertaining for us.
Occupy Reading or Occupy Now, whoever it is, always welcome on our show, as is the ACLU, Citizens for a Democratic Society. If you name it and you've got a political view, come on down. And you know what? You get to say kind of what you want to say. You know, I mean, it's unless you're advocating the death of people, then we have a problem with that, and you're not going to say it, or you're saying things like that. But and you guess what? You're also treated as a guest in our home here.
Well,
we will protect you from other people.
Get ready for your Monday because we have. Hey, where's the clock?
The time shifted, it didn't, and so I set it out where it could get a better signal.
Got it, because we're looking up like, well, what, you know, I do know that Kathy Lathrop Cummings is on the phone from our Wells Fargo advisor. Kathy, what's going on with the market minute? How's the time change for you?
Good morning, everyone. The time change is being managed well by Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 16 points at 12,936. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1369, and the NASDAQ is negative 2 at 2985. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 4 cents at $8.01, and Citigroup down 37 cents at $33.83. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 18 cents at $15.94, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $11.21. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 3.14%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $9.70 at $1,701.80. Silver is down 34 cents at $33.87. And crude oil is down $1.37 at $106.03. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10. 8:10 and 9:06 in the morning, and they are located out on Park Marina Drive. Can't say enough about them. We're going to take a quick break here when we come back. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about before Ann Coulter coming on at 8:00, and we have some guests coming on at 7:30 that, they've got some thoughts on how what they think is going on here. They want to deoccupy. They want deoccupied places, and what they want to deoccupy.
Just
have occupying and deoccupy.
I don't know. You better get on your boots this morning. All I can say is get ready. Just get it all ready because we have a huge morning ahead of us. It's going to be great here, Casey, in our 1460.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, or a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works. and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, Wesco Sustainables, Dennis at solarpowerissmart.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, it is 7:17 in the morning, March the 12th. We're moving through this month, too. It's got a lot of things going on. And we did say the Festa Italiana was a great time.
Fabulous night. Lou White and his band. It was great. We got to introduce our police chief to, of course, he's part Italian. So come and meet the Italian gang. The food was great. Hey, I've got a couple announcements to make, of course. Let's talk about our Lambus and reparations. Patrizia Fox Boudet continuing the Pacheco Elementary's winning streak at the Rutgers Riverside Spelling Bee. So we would like to congratulate those kids that won. Patrizia then spelled reparations correctly, winning $100, a subscription to Encyclopedia Britannica, and a gift certificate to Amazon.com, and a dictionary. We're really, want to say congratulations. So this she won the top spot at the B, defeating Elisa Laraway from a Sailor Charter School on Saturday afternoon. The third place was a tie between Isaac Aguilar, 11, from Bidwell Elementary School in Red Bluff, and Christian Harrington from Parkview Elementary School in Chico. So congratulations, guys. Today is Girl Scouts Day. Of course, they're turning 100. So go out there and buy your Girl Scout cookies. I know that we buy a bunch and then we put them in the freezer and we take them to as hostess gifts of the year. It's always great. The first, to give you a little history, they weren't called Girl Scouts. They were called Girl Guides until the name was officially changed a short time after the group's founding volunteer helped a friend, set an example, and completed a project. Then passed those chocolate, mint, and peanut butter-filled cookies is what she did. Please, as we guide you along the path, those were the days. So that was in 1912. Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, she is the person credited with starting the group, the Girl Scouts.
Well, you know, speaking of Girl Scouts, you know, if you remember back a few months ago, we had a caller or a listener call in, and he said, you know, he said that he's been working out at the School of the Arts for months, and he said that they were getting ready school's getting ready to open, and they weren't going to have a flagpole. They were not going to be flying the flag. Well, as it turns out, they said, well, gosh, you know, we didn't have money for the, you know, their acting district superintendent out there called and says, hey, look, I'm a veteran. Yes, we're going to have a flagpole. You know, we just, you know, it's going to be put in later. So, okay, that's cool. But the it appears that the there's going to be a dedication at the New Reading School of Arts. The $27 million school was built, but without a flagpole. So the Girl Scouts did many fundraisers to build a flagpole at their school. The flagpole is complete and ready for the dedication. So one of the teachers has a friend in Afghanistan and has donated a flag that flew over his combat base. The flag will be retired to a case at the school, and the Reading's Lion Club has donated a service flag to be used daily. So Girl Scouts... Yeehaw! Give you a big shout out.
Big
and I know the Patriot
out.
Guard are going to be there for that. It's just, you know, here's an example. You built a $27 million school and no flag. Isn't that kind of strange? Or is that just me thinking about that? It's going to be
is
at 10 o'clock
oversight?
Today. It's going to be at 10 o'clock today out at the Reading School of the Arts. I don't know if it's an oversight. Of course, it's an I would imagine it's an oversight. I can't imagine you just leave the flagpole from a school. Down. Why would people do that?
Well, you know, one thing that we talked about when we went to the Festa d'Italia on Friday or Saturday night is that it was very, it's always been very patriotic. And every year, for the last 3 years, they've asked Carl if he would put together a table in honor of our veterans. So he, you know, the people that are sitting at our table have all served. And that's something that they want to do in every event that they do. They do the Pledge of Allegiance. We sang God Bless America, the whole thing. It's very patriotic.
It is. Anyway, okay, let's go on to things that are happening around here. Bad Bob, you're looking strange there all of a sudden.
Well, before you get off on a...
We have to take a break here. Well, this is what happens when the clock's not in front of me anymore. Because you have taken it down and not reset it.
I will check and see if it has synchronized.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We've got The Occupiers coming on at 7:30. We have Ann Coulter coming on at 8 o'clock. I think we're going to have a busy day. I think we may have to rest.
The pendulum is
on
gone
Tuesday.
To what side do you think? We'll be right back after these messages. 1460.
About customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning, March the 12th. 42 degrees out there. It's going to be windy and rainy.
Of course, we've got our temperatures look like we're getting to be around 59 today, with our temperatures tonight reaching around 44. We do have gusts up to 23 miles per hour. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Ann Coulter's coming out there. March 23rd, you can still get tickets, 474-5546. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
They have new coffee in the store, Italian roast, dark-flavored, mild-body, and tasting enticing aroma. Mmm. Portland blend, rich flavor, which has got a moderate body. And the coffee special of the month is cookies and cream. It's a 20-ounce coffee drink for $3, and it's, of course, sweet and creamy with cookie crunches. They also have, by the way, if you're looking for leathers, they've got leather jackets, limited sizes at the back that are marked on 50%. They just want to get rid of them. They're in the back room, limited sizes, and also they've got T-shirts for $5. A lot of stuff that we're going to be following that's happening on the cigar trend with the FDA, and we'll definitely have to have our experts on talking about some of the things that they're slashing and hashing and dicing up that is could have a pretty big impact on our friends of Tobacco and Brew with such things that they're thinking about the FDA.
Well, you know, the thing is that they're talking about banning being able to go into a walk-in humidor. They want to ban anything that has an event where you can get an adult can walk in on their own and get a have a class or instruction on cigars or cigar rolling or whatever, and then and actually get something like a cigar cutter, a free cigar cutter or anything like that. Again, there let's make sure, let's just keep cutting back and cutting back on individual rights. Now, I don't care I don't care if you smoke marijuana, then, which it seems like, then why should people care if I smoke a cigar now and then? Why is it that we have to just keep hacking away and hacking away and hacking away at people's rights?
You don't smoke your cigars when you do inside a closed room. Yeah. You go outside.
And, you know, and the thing about it is, it's when I, you know, and if and when I decide to smoke a cigar. It's not something that happens every night. It does, you know, but, you know, I mean, but if I do, I mean, I'm not harming people with this. And, but the bottom line is, you know, the state of California is more than happy to double the taxes on cigarettes and cigars and all that. Oh, we take care of the people with smoking related difficulties. Well, no, that's where the money goes, into other funds.
I bet you anything, when we put together our emergency room and like the preppers, you're going to have some cigars in there.
Well, I might. I mean, that may not be.
You got to
have
that.
Well, of course
that.
I would. But, the bottom line on, you know, and that's just a completely new, this is a completely new thing on, you know, on TV and all this is these, you know, doomsday preppers.
Yeah, but you got to have
people,
a cigar.
I mean, this
at the
is
end.
What they do for 8 hours. Well, yeah, after 8 hours of working hard prepping, you need a cigar. I mean, I'm going to try and get somebody on here that's a prepper that I can't imagine working 8 hours a day to prep. To get ready for the poles to shift.
They'd have to come incognito,
The North Pole and the South Pole shift.
They would not.
I can't imagine that.
Anybody who's a prepper who's listening that would love to come on, we will change your name and we'll turn off the video.
Or, well, you can just give your names, because these people come on with their names and all that.
I don't
that,
want people to know what they have and what they're hiding.
Well, yeah, but now that's it.
Or
now, I understand that. Now, I understand, though. getting yourself ready for an emergency that could last for a few weeks and all that. But, you know, some of these guys have built a million-dollar condo under the ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want somebody to know you have a 20-foot tunnel underneath your house that you're prepping for end times? We don't want people to know that, hey, but we'd love to talk to you.
You know, we didn't even get to the some of these things that happened with the
we have time
pension cuts and but we got the deoccupiers when we come back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network news from across the pond is taking a toll on the markets here at home. A weaker-than-expected report on China's trade deficit is weighing on Wall Street. Investors are also keeping an eye on the final touches of the massive bailout for Greece. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 14 points. It's also a tough day for Oracle. Jefferies slashed the software maker's rating to hold because of Oracle's exposure to threats to its core business. The firm also says recent checks on Oracle's current quarter performance have been underwhelming. Moving forward, Jefferies trimmed Oracle's fiscal 2013 forecast and cut its price target to $32. On the flip side, shares of Zoll Medical are jumping on news of a buyout. A Japanese chemical company is buying the U.S.-based medical equipment maker for $2.2 billion. The Tokyo-based company, Asahi Kaisei, says it's buying Zoll in an effort to expand its medical business into emergency care. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Marcus Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning on March the 12th. Good morning. Hey, Jay.
Daylight savings time grabbing you hard, huh?
Oh, I don't know. We're still not, I don't know. Have we still,
I don't think. I think it takes a while to get adjusted.
Have we recovered from that?
You would think that we were, you know, the time difference of, you know, 12 hours, like we've been, you know, in another part of the world. But, here is, our taxi cab guy. We call it your ears to the ground out there with, the yellow cab. And Jay, welcome to the show. we were talking about preppers. Well, what have you got to add to that?
Well, I come from a family that tends to like that kind of stuff. In a undisclosed location in Arizona, there is a bunker that was dug out by my family with their own hands with all kind of radiation suits and devices to detect radiation, a couple years worth of water and food, batteries, you name it. It's in there, and so I know all about this subject.
So, have you participated in this?
Well, I could tell you, Carl, but I have to kill you.
Okay. Well, and what was the exact location of that place in case we need to go there?
You have an escape route, right?
Well, yeah. You know, my grandfather was one of those types who was never quite the same after the Chosin Reservoir, and he was paranoid about everything, and the older I get, the more I seem to agree with him.
Yeah, you know, hey, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean somebody's not out trying to get you.
Exactly.
Okay, Jay, you know, hey, thanks a lot.
It's,
no, we're gonna...
There's a lot of stuff out there now. I mean, just look at all these different places in town where you can buy a bunch of dried food, just add water.
Patriot Gold and Silver, you know what? They have great prices on that stuff, and they can beat any price
on
the internet.
We bought a bucket.
Yeah, we've got our bucket, at least one bucket.
And we've got 3 days.
Bad Bob, why do you think Bad Bob raises cats? Okay, we got to run, Jay.
Paranoia aside, though, I mean, there is a place for that stuff. Have a great day, guys.
You bet.
Yes, thank you. There is a place for that, isn't that
I called Cal's Books, and the guy down there, great guy. And I asked him, hey, do you have any of these survival books or emergency preparedness books? He said, can't keep them on the shelves.
We need a water purification system. We still are looking for the, so we're always taking leads or suggestions. Email us. Email me, Linda at KCNR1460.com. Carl's birthday is coming up. I could see that would be, if it's not a gun, the water purification would be totally up his alley.
Okay. Changing thoughts completely here. As you know, we have had Reading
Occupy
Reading. We've had Occupy guys on before. We've had them on several times, and to hear what their ideas are. Why we should be occupying these places?
Why are you there?
Why are you there? You know what's your end result that you want and all that.
Why are you camping on
today,
the end of the street?
Yeah. Well, today we welcome Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Boren. Who are starting their movement, Deoccupy.
That's correct.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carl and
Linda.
And thank
to
you, Carl and Linda, for what you guys are doing for our nation.
Well, you came in the other day, and you're just two very, very passionate people that, always we feel like we need to, again, we talked about this earlier, have a platform where we give a voice. And you guys are really on a mission.
Yes, we are. We started this because... basically, when Occupy Wall Street started, and the whole idea of blaming the 1% is pretty nuts, because just in the last 3 years, for instance, the Federal Reserve Bank has doled out $16 trillion to about 20 different private corporations, including Goldman Sachs, and yet they want us to believe that the 1%, the Walmarts and stuff, control all the wealth and hoard all the wealth. So there's just a lot of misinformation and untruths out there. So we decided to start Deoccupy the White House, meaning Obama, and we also need to then clean out Congress as well at some point in time. So Dave is the one who actually came up with this wonderful idea for this T-shirt and bumper sticker, And from there, we have just decided to put our passion and our life into educating, maybe revealing the truth that most people don't know about our government, about Obama, who has never been properly vetted, and just what really happened and why our economy is in a crisis, which most people I talk to just really don't understand. Just how the Bill Clinton subprime home loan mortgage and his Reinvestment Act mandates, which he basically took Carter's mandates and put them on steroids. So we have now 14 million homes that have been foreclosed upon. We got in a good real estate market back in the day, before that all came down, 1 million to 1.5 million homes made up a pretty healthy real estate market. When you have 14 million plus homes, there's no industry left. And what happens when you lose an industry? You had 10,000 and 20,000 and 30,000 businesses border to border, shore to shore, that were tied to the housing industry. Were, could be contractors, electrical, flooring, roofing, whole nine yards. And so by the end of 2009, you have 5-6 million people unemployed. Housing industry's gone, and they're trying to tell us that the reason is because Bush cut taxes by 1%.
Do you see the industry coming back?
Not as long as when Barack Obama took office in February of 2009, the first thing he did was, and we have to understand that during the mid-90s, Barack Obama was actually working for a law firm in Chicago, and he sued banks for not making the subprime home loans using the Community Reinvestment Act mandates that Clinton established. So for Obama to come in, and then in 2009, he formed, and his stimulus bill was called the Recovery, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. It's the same policies. It's the same agenda. It was never to re-stimulate our economy. That is not the purpose. The Bill Clinton and the Barack Obamas, they are not here to save our nation. They are here to destroy our nation's economy, weaken our military, for the end goal being to support George Soros, who was crowned Globalist of the Year in 2010 in Canada for the one world government. And that
was this meeting that crowned him. I've heard of this meeting before. Was this a regular organization, or is this just something that I mean, was it, did it have like a lot of people attending this, like thousands, or was this just something that because there was a meeting of a small group of people, then they said, okay, this guy is the king?
Well, George Soros has been around for many decades now. He's also the one that people...
Well, I understand who George Soros is. I mean, he's kind of been the leading liberal backer of events that have anything from President Obama to some people say Occupy, the Occupy movement. I'm just saying that was... I don't know about the Occupy movement. I do know he has put a lot of money into the Obama campaigns. We got to take a break here. But was this some kind of meeting that said that...
It was a pretty big organization that put that together in Canada. It's a global thing. I could get more details for
That's
you
okay.
on that.
We got to take a break here. Our guests are Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Bourne, and we're talking about their new movement to counterbalance the Occupy movement would be the De-Occupy movement. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside, outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original home and garden expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, supporting local businesses, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 746 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, March the 12th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening, Bob and Judy Hoff. Since November 20th, 1985, anything you need sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, garden equipment, chainsaws, there. That's where you go to. They will make bandsaw blades made to order. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or visit them at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson, California. Great people. They do great work. And we appreciate the support that you've been giving them.
Our guest this morning is Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Boren. Did I say that right?
You did say that
right. Okay, let's get in close to the microphones here. We wanted to talk with you guys, bring you on, because, you know, you walked in here all fired up, really passionate about how you felt about where you think America is going. And, you know, Ed, at the break, you said some things that were, you know, just really had some very ripe things that we would like to have you also share with our listeners. But, Ed, if you were to say that you've started this new movement, just like Occupy Reading or Occupy Wall Street, you're the opposite. What would you say with your organization? What, first of all, what is it called?
It's called Deoccupy the White House. We have a website that's deoccupythewh.com. We have information on there about what we're trying to do, and our main goal is to get Barack Obama out of the White House. We're all very concerned. I've got two small kids. Ed has a couple of small grandchildren. And we're scared about where this country's going under Barack. Our liberties and freedoms are getting reduced every single day. I kind of came up with the idea one day, just kind of popped in my head. We were eating at our favorite restaurant, Deja Vu, here in town. And before that, we were coming up with different types of inventions. And I just came up with the idea. We were getting sick and tired of watching all this stuff on TV with the Occupy Wall Street people and how they were being portrayed. So, and we both wanted Barack out of the White House, so we just kind of came up with that slogan of Deoccupy the White House for getting Barack out of the White House.
So you're trying to grasp a hold of people who have perhaps the same mindset. Are you going to also do a where you walk down the street and hold signs up? And what's that called when you do when you protest? Are you guys going to do that?
I don't see you two doing that.
No. Are you one group of people do when they sign up? What are they going to do with you?
You know, the Tea Parties in this country have done a great thing. There have been some great movements. Glenn Beck has put together Restore Honor. Whenever a Tea Party does get assembled, you'll notice that when they leave, the area is cleaner than it was when they first got there. There's no arrests. So far, there's been probably over 10,000 arrests in the Occupy movement. I got photos that show protesters crapping on a car, you know, having signs saying F you to the police and to capitalism. And, you know, it's just all about take, and steal from the people that produced in this country and then give it to the people that are the non-producers. So we just got irritated. Now, we're not per se going out protesting with a sign. We're looking at this as a national way for us to be a part of getting the information out, properly vetting Barack Obama. How many people know who Barack Obama is to this day? You know, they don't realize what his connection to Marxism is. We do, and we only want to get the word out that we can prove and validate as fact. We're not going to be out just expressing our opinions.
So Dave and Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Morin, you have come on the air this morning. And Dave, I would like to ask you, you said you had a couple kids.
Yes.
What in for you has changed with the new administration?
I just see all our freedoms being reduced. Obamacare is going to destroy the economy. It doesn't take effect for a couple years, but you hear about all the regulations that are coming down the pike. They're going to tax companies that have over 50 people. So people that have companies over 50 people are trying to get down to 50. People that are less than 50 don't want to go above 50. So it's going to prevent businesses from expanding. And there's just a multitude of different things that are being reduced with our freedoms every day.
The thing I think that bothers me about Obamacare is every doctor we've had in here, I mean every doctor that we've had in here has all said the same thing, is that they fear, and it can be any doctor, you know, because they come in and talk about different aspects of medical care, but every one of them has said the same thing, is they really fear if Obamacare comes in, is that the healthcare system in this country will change dramatically from what we have right now, and that no matter how you coach it or couch it, that it's going to end up that every doctor ends up working for the government if it continues right along that way, because they won't have any choice.
Well, Obamacare is just an extension of a massive Medicare program. That's exactly right. They're going to dictate what a doctor can charge. This is why our healthcare crisis even started with when the government came in and said, oh, we're going to take care of this. But then they said, well, we're paying too much, so we're going to pay the doctors less. So what happened is the private insurance companies got charged $100 for a Tylenol because they had to make up the money somewhere. That, along with having to deal with all the illegals and free health care.
Well, we've got to take a break here, and that's true. However, there's got to be some place in here that we have Americans, children and elderly, that we've got to have something that takes care of them. And I guess part of it is Medicare takes care of that. I think there's ones in the middle and people that are here perhaps illegally that should be taken care of medically, but at the bottom of the line after we take care of citizens. But anyway, we've got to take a break here. Carl sure. Lindebaut, we're here with Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Morin of the Deoccupy the White House movement. I guess we can say they launched their program here. We can say that. I'm not sure where it's going to, but I'm sure that you all will keep us in mind as we go through. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Once upon a midnight dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said.
Is your web- website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 7:57 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give Jeff Wurst a phone call if you've got a chip or a crack in it up to 24 inches. He'll fix it. He'll fix it and then guarantee his work. That's Jeff Wurst, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Our guests for this past segments have been Ed Kleinschmidt and Dave Bourne. They're talking about their new movement, Deoccupy the White House, as kind of an opposition to the Occupy groups. But also to say this is why we believe this is happening, that under the stewardship of President Obama, this country has gone downhill dramatically. And the only thing, to me, the only thing you have to do is look at the gas price that has gone up.
From $1.79.
It's gone up $1.87 or $1.79 up to, what is it? It's over, it's well over $4. And there's and the thing I don't understand, too, is that it's $4.35 in L.A. and $3.60 in Denver.
And his plans for solving that is to either pump up your tires or use algae.
Well, he also said, if I remember this, is that $5 a gallon gasoline is not bad as long as it just doesn't happen too fast.
Exactly.
Because, you know, then you use less gas and then you put the people back into places closer, so they have to use non-existent, you know, transportation, you know, public. Anyway, how do people, again, get a hold of you?
The best way to get hold of us is through our website. They can get us there, deoccupythewh.com. They can also call 530-227-6061.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Well, you know what? This is...
God bless you guys.
Well, it's... I think a lot of people, if you want to get... Because this is not going to be an easy... This is not going to be an easy affair, defeating Obama. Even though if you look at the facts, you would think, why is this man still even... Why is his ratings, his approval ratings still as high as they are? When you look at the cost of gas, you look at the economy, look at all these things that have happened.
There is
and yet they still are.
There is a little bit of good news, though. I just learned yesterday that the Democrats are having their primaries, which no one really even knows about. And in Oklahoma, Obama only got 57% of the Democrat vote. So there is current hope.
Well, I understand that he, in fact, he didn't get any delegates out of Oklahoma. So, you know, who knows? There's a lot of, I think there's a number of states that are quite upset about this. We got to run. When we come back, RC and Selma will be with us, but also... Ann Coulter is on the line. So we will get to her. We'll get to her as soon as we get past the news.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much. And we'll be right back after these messages with Ann Coulter and RC and Selma. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. There aren't any big anti-American protests so far in Afghanistan, but the Taliban is vowing revenge for the attack that left 16 Afghan civilians dead.
We pledge to all the noble people of Afghanistan our commitment to a rapid and thorough investigation.
That's NATO Brigadier General Carsten Jacobson. We know more now about the U.S. soldier accused in the killings.
The alleged shooter is a 38-year-old staff sergeant from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. He was in charge of about 6 to 8 other soldiers, a father of 2 children. He served 3 tours in Iraq. This was his first tour of Afghanistan. He arrived in December.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
He was working with Special Operations Forces, Green Berets, or Navy SEALs, to train local Afghan police at the village level. Other members of Lewis-McChord have said stress could have been a factor.
And that's Syria's regime now being called out yet again.
We reject any equivalence between premeditated murders by a government's military machine and the actions of civilians under siege driven to self-defense.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at a UN Security Council meeting this morning saying the Syrians launched new attacks even while they were talking with UN envoy Kofi Annan over the weekend. And activists claim at least 16 more people were killed in the fighting in the city of Homs today. It is the day before Republicans vote in the Mississippi and Alabama primaries.
We've got a good, solid lead. I've got by far the most votes among Republicans.
And polls show that Mitt Romney is in a very tight race in both states with Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. A JetBlue flight from Boston to Chicago was forced to land in Buffalo this morning after someone called the airline to say a passenger may pose a bomb threat. The FBI did take a woman from the plane in for questioning. Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The Obama administration has today blocked a new Texas law that requires voters to show photo identification before they can cast a ballot. The concern is it could harm some Hispanics who lack such IDs. The administration also had blocked a strict new law in South Carolina from taking effect. Did a University of Maryland student plan to go on a killing spree? Well, he is in custody accused of posting a threat online. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
An internet posting, 19-year-old student Alexander Song writes, he wants to kill enough people to make it to the national news. The same message warning people to stay away from the mall. Word of the threat quickly spread across the College Park campus.
I mean, I was kind of scared. Like, I don't know if I want to go to campus.
Very unnerving. It's very scary. It's very off-putting.
The student is facing a misdemeanor charge of disturbing school activities. He's also in the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. Dave.
Jared, a student was killed this morning in Indianapolis when the school bus he was on crashed into a bridge abutment. The driver was also killed, about a dozen other students wounded. If you were totally paralyzed and the only thing you could do was blink, would you want someone to kill you? A British man does.
It's been 7 years now.
The case is brought by the family of a man who was left all but paralyzed after a stroke.
The only way to relieve Tony's pain and suffering is to end his life. There is nothing else that can be done for him.
Tony's wife, Jane Nicholson, they want the law on murder changed in Britain so doctors here can give a lethal injection. Today, Britain's High Court is agreeing this case should be examined.
This is stage one. This is round one. We've been successful, so it will go to a full trial so that all of the issues can be properly aired.
Lawyer Simo Chahal, there's a long way to go before assisted suicide is legalized in Britain, as it is in four countries in Europe, including Holland and Switzerland. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points, but the price of oil is down more than a dollar. Gold's off 14 bucks an ounce. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lind. About 8:05 in the morning, March the 12th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room. Just go to KCNR1460.com, click on our show, and then you can join our chat pack. We're also streaming live video at livestream.com/freefireradio.com. Hey, we've got our guest today. We've got a this hour is big. We're going to have Ann Coulter on. She's already on the other line. So we want to go right now to Kathy Lathrop Cummings. And our Wells Fargo Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 22 points at 12,944. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1369, and the NASDAQ is down 8 at 2979. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 5 cents at $8 even, and Sprint Nextel up 1 penny at $2.79. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is up 7 cents at $42.91, and XO Group is down 14 cents at $9.23. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, bringing the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.01%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $15.30 at $16.96.20. Silver is down 61 cents at $33.60, and crude oil is down $1.68 at $105.72. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and they're located out on Park Marina Drive. Our guest in the studio today is R.C. Anselmo. Good morning, R.C.
Hey, good morning. And it's Monday morning in the rain.
It's Monday morning, and our weather today, we always say our weather has been graciously brought to you always by Anselmo Vineyards. Slight chance of rain today with temperatures reaching around 59. Just face it, tonight we're going to have rain, 100% chance of rain by this forecast with our temperatures around 44, currently around 43 in the downtown studios of KCNR. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
We'd like to welcome Ann Coulter to our show. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so sorry. It's a day late.
Oh, you know, that's okay. Gave us just two more days to prepare. And to get the people up
so
here.
Nice.
To get that 15% who are of a different persuasion. Give them just two more days to get ramped up here.
May we
That's
call?
Right.
Can we call you Ann?
Absolutely.
Reversion Samo is here as well in the house this morning.
And good
Hello,
morning.
So nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you for coming out here. I'm kind of wondering if you've ever been to this part of the world before.
I don't think up near you. I've been to some vineyards in Napa Valley, but you're pretty high up.
Yeah, we're 3 hours away from Napa. We're a world apart. We're the Kurds of California up here. We're 60.
Well, it sounds fabulous, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I think you're going to enjoy it up here. As Arcia said, is when you get north of Sacramento. Or even north of San Francisco, we have a different viewpoint of things up here. We're big in individual rights and not big on government stepping on us or
yes,
trying to.
Yes, I know. Sadly, you're being outvoted by the rest of the state except the very southern portion.
Well, you know, if we could just count trees and up here, we'd be okay. But once they found out that trees didn't count, they started changing a lot of things, Ann.
And they call themselves the environmentalists.
Well, we love the fact that, of course, we get to meet you. And you're going to be, I'm sure, when you go to an event like this that's happening Friday, or the 23rd of March, how do you usually open up? Do you start talking about your recent book? Do you talk about the state of affairs? Do you have, like, your first kind of shtick? You know what I mean.
Well, it depends what's going on during the week, but usually I'll try to keep it based on current events and, of course, that writ large, that is to say the Republican primary and politics and the president, and probably a little on the book, too, which is very relevant to current politics.
Yeah, your latest one, Demonic, How the Liberal Mob is Endangering America.
Yeah, and then suddenly we have mobs bursting out across the country.
So the
even here, can you believe that there was a thing called Occupy Reading? What's there to hear to occupy? I don't know, but they did.
How many
occupied.
People showed up?
I don't know. Carl could tell you, maybe 30.
I think the most they said, because I mentioned 15, and somebody told me they'd been at 28 had been there. We've had
more press.
Well, you know, the thing we've had the Occupy Reading movement on our show a couple of times. And they're probably a different group than you'll see in the D.C. areas. These guys got jobs. They have homes that they pay taxes and all that. They just want all these changes. But again, it's big business. It's always big business. That's the enemy.
They seem a little more specific than the ones I've seen on the East Coast.
Well, you're absolutely well, they are. They are more specific. And that was kind of like the thing. And they don't believe in violence. They don't believe in destruction of stuff, at least around Reading.
They're definitely different from the ones back east.
Yeah, we like to call our Occupy movement the level-headed, Occupy movement. But we've got just like hundreds of questions here from people coming in, and everything from who you're backing to what do you think is going to happen. But one of the things you said at the Republican convention, or at the CPAC, is that you think Obama's going to be tough to beat.
Well, I think incumbents are tough to beat, and Republicans, I wrote a little about it in my column that's up right now at AnnColder.com. Republicans have taken out an incumbent president only one time in the last century, and that was when Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter in 1980. So I went through and was looking through Nexus and articles about the campaign at the time to see what Reagan was saying and what his campaign was saying and what their approach was, and I read through the Carter-Reagan debate, and it's pretty striking how he was very calm and reasonable. And not going to hot-button social issues, certainly nothing about contraception. And just about a week before the election, in fact, he took out a half-an-hour ad on television in which he, because he had been portrayed as, a gunslinging right-winger who was going to get us all blown up by the Soviet Union, and he was very calmly smiling, talking about the cause of peace has no party, and he had testimonials from people like Henry Kissinger. So I think Republican primary voters really do need to keep in mind that
conservatism sells, and by the way, I do think Mitt Romney is the most conservative of the remaining candidates on the issues, but you want to be moderate in temperament, which is why about the last dozen columns of mine have been promoting Romney and criticizing the other candidates.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. Please hang on. Our guests are very, very excited. We have several questions from the chat room. And Rivera, I'm sure we just got questions. Our guest is Ann Coulter. Stay with us. KCNR 1460.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bot, 8:15 in the morning. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we have the chat pack going. Our guest today, Ann Coulter, and R.C. Anselmo, who's in the studio with us. Good morning. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, were you able to hear the commercial on the air while we had you on hold by any chance?
I think so, but I must say I may not have been listening.
Okay. Wait, I mean, how many other stations do you come on? Is that one of the advertisements is to get your concealed carry permit?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, now, you don't have that. You're from New York City. You don't have that right, do you, up there?
No, though apparently we do have a constitutional right to it. I gather what the liberal states are doing is putting a lot of roadblocks in the way, and it's something I anticipate if Obama gets another term. I've been very annoyed by this debate over the contraception mandate coming from the HHS secretary pursuant to Obamacare. Well, she can make, you know, about 100,000 decisions like that with no appeal, no recourse. She's not an elected official. But the Obamacare 3,000-page bill basically places all these crucial decisions in her hands. It's like they get to keep winning Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case without even having to take a case. And forget religious freedom, forget contraception. The point is, contraception is not something that is normally considered what you would get insurance for. It's not an unexpected catastrophe. You don't have families going bankrupt because they couldn't afford contraception, or because they needed to buy contraception. And if Obama is elected to a second term, I expect to see a mandate from the same doctrinaire lunatic feminists running HHS that all insurance companies across the country will be required to take an extra premium for insurance for those who have personal firearms at home, Well, okay, then it's a Second Amendment issue. So why are conservatives being dragged into talking about this as a contraception issue or a health, or a religious freedom issue? It isn't that. It's a freedom issue, period.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I've noticed that things that are rights and guaranteed to us in the Constitution, normally, you know, nobody will sit around and put a right under discussion or under negotiation, but somehow they always manage to do that. I don't even think it's appropriate to enter a conversation about your right, for instance, to free speech, to religion, to freedom of assembly, to petition your government for grievances. But somehow they make it so that we can talk in piecemeal form about any of these.
Yes, so they need a lot more words to defend many of their decisions as free speech, whereas there have been very few rulings from the Supreme Court on our Second Amendment rights. It's stated pretty clearly in the document. But Americans, bless their souls, just know they have a sense that they have a God-given right to have a personal firearm, and that is basically the way it's put in the Constitution, as various liberal law professors have concluded, hoping to find the opposite. The right of the people to bear arms, that phrase, the right of the people, was a very specific phrase that goes back to English common law, and it meant rights from God, rights that preexisted the Constitution. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled recently. But we're having a little trouble getting the states to own up to it. Meanwhile, you know, the Supreme Court has to decide whether naked dancers wearing pasties, being required to wear pasties, is a violation of our free speech rights. I mean, that's how far afield our alleged speech rights have gone.
Our guest this morning on KCNR is Ann Coulter. If you've just tuned in here on 1460, we were talking at the break, Ann, Riverish, Carl, and myself, about some of your history, getting to know a little bit more about you have a deeply steeped history in law. But when did you find your voice? How did you find your voice?
Well, we had a president who needed to be impeached. And so I wrote my first book, High Crime, my first massive New York Times bestseller, High Crimes and Misdemeanors, The Case Against Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. I read that. Did you then start going out and talking in public based on the book, or had you started that first?
Not too much public speaking before then, but I didn't realize when I wrote my first book that you need to promote a book, so I had just taken a 2-month leave of absence from my law firm to write it. I'd been writing about it in columns, various legal issues associated with Clinton, so I had already done a lot of the research, my weekly columns for Human Events. And I went right back to the law firm, found out you need to promote a book, and that was when I finally left the practice of law for good.
Okay. Hey, Ann, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got questions in here about Newt Gingrich. And,
okay.
And also the liberal mob that you wrote
right.
about. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest in the studio is R.C. Anselmo, and of course our guest is Ann Coulter. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's March the 12th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Of course, we're chatting live, and we are streaming our video live on livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Okay, our guest in the studio is R.C. Anselmo, and our guest today is Ann Coulter. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning again.
You know what? We were talking about this. We'd just like to, you know, talk a little
major
bit.
Major shout out to you.
A major shout out to you because, as you know, as most people know, is that we had Ann scheduled for Friday for a half an hour, which we really appreciated, you know, of course, through R.C. Anselmo. And due to emergencies back on the East Coast, she was unable to make it. So I can't. And so her staff started calling us that day, and I mean not one member of her staff, but two members, and that were anything that they could do. And so I know you had to change your schedule around, and you know you said you'll be here as long as you know as long as you can here on the show for an hour, and that to us showed a great deal of character.
Integrity.
Integrity. I mean, that was.
Oh, you're so nice. I felt so horrible.
No,
I
don't worry about that.
You're like that, and you were so gracious about it. I remembered 20 minutes later after disaster struck. I knew at 11 a.m. East Coast time, but 11:30 just came and went. But I've no excuse, and you were so gracious about it. Thank you.
Well, you know, and we're not what you'd call a national level show, but we reach a lot of people out here in our area, and it's but it, for you to come on today and like we said, show the integrity to and how you did that is just you know a shout out to you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? We have a caller here that would like to ask you a question. John.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, John. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Ann?
Yes, I do. Ann, good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. Hey, listen, I'm concerned about the House action that is trying to remove Eric Holder from office and how you might feel about this. It's supported by 119 congressmen now and multiple other people. The abuses of office that Holder has participated in, including the Fast and Furious problem with the borders, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and I was wondering if you'd like to comment on that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Fast and Furious program. I started to write about it one week because I didn't think it was being explained properly in the media, and that is, I mean, even in the conservative press that's writing about it all the time,
right.
Because the way it's being reported is, you know, basically a government screw-up, a government dumb program, and people ended up dead. But, I mean, it makes it sound like it's a slightly more outrageous $300 ashtray purchased by the Defense Department story. And the real story is that for years and years, people, Democrats like Dianne Feinstein and many others kept claiming that the guns that were recovered from, drug gangs and murders in Mexico, they had some outlandish figure, something like 90% came from American gun dealers. And then it turned out that figure was completely apocryphal. It was something like, 17%. And in any event, that was a big argument being pushed by the Democrats in order to put yet more controls on our Second Amendment rights. And then suddenly, lo and behold, you have the Department of Justice. I mean, the original idea to the program, I suppose, isn't obviously foolhardy, but in order to track where guns were going to get to the top of the Mexican drug gangs, you'd introduce a few marked guns into the low-level criminal population and then follow the gun to whomever it led. But as soon as Holder came in, Eric Holder, the U.S. Attorney General, they started sending thousands of guns into Mexican drug gangs, which you couldn't possibly keep control of. And of course, those guns were used in multiple murders. More and more come out every day. It's kind of hard to track it all down. And then you have a story. I mean, that would be on the order of, for ideological purposes, the Bush administration arranged for women giving birth to have their doctors slip and commit an abortion instead in order to formulate a talking point against abortion. Then you have, we are specifically going to have people die so that we have an argument against American gun dealers. The only problem with the second argument, which is the big kahuna here, I think, is that it's harder to directly prove. I mean, it's always harder to prove the more... it's almost always hard to prove the more insidious behavior. But you have to keep in mind, listening to all of this malfeasance, I mean, why would a program where you wanted to get to the top of the cartel, why would you throw out thousands of guns that you can't possibly keep control of? And Holder has not been particularly forthcoming in responding to requests by the great Daryl Issa of California. I think this is a pretty big story. It's just that it's hard for it to be communicated to the public because the biggest aspect of it is not 100% proved at this point.
You know, John, thanks so much for the question. You know, as usual, John, you come up with some great ones, but we've got to take a break here.
All right, okay? I'm off. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Ann.
Hey,
bye.
And Ann, we've got a break here in a few seconds, and what we'll do is when we come back, I want to talk about your latest book. We want to talk, too, about making sure that people understand they can come and see you in person.
Yes. March 23rd at the Anselmo Vineyards. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
That's right. And of course, the latest book. I love the title of it. And what you really think about liberals. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's an Army staff sergeant based in Washington State that's accused of murdering Afghan civilians. Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul, Afghanistan.
16 Afghans killed by a U.S. soldier on Sunday were buried today. The rogue soldier is in American custody after sneaking off a U.S. base in the middle of the night, going house to house, killing his victims, which included women and children. And the Afghan parliament is demanding the soldier be tried under Afghan law.
But the plans for a trial in U.S. military court, no charges filed yet. A school bus hits a bridge support in Indianapolis. One child and the driver are dead.
No word yet on what caused a school bus to crash into a bridge support beam. Some 50 students, 5 to 16 years old, were heading to the Lighthouse Charter School on the east side of Indianapolis when the crash occurred.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Gas, $3.80 a gallon on average nationwide. Another nickel jump over the weekend. Fox News. We report, you decide.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original home and garden expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo supporting local businesses March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
discover firsthand what it takes to be part of the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury Open House is this Thursday at 5:30 in the Shasta County Library next to Redding City Hall. Come learn from a Superior Court judge and former members of the Grand Jury why this is possibly the most important volunteer opportunity you could hope for.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog.
If you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community, can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, come to the Open House 5:30 Thursday in the library next to Redding City Hall. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Carl Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time, discounts for veterans and seniors. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest inside in our studio is R.C. Anselmo. And, of course, our guest is Ann Coulter. Good morning and welcome back.
Good to be here.
Great. Hey, you know, the Republican primary is, when I watch it, it just, it's a never-ending battle among ourselves. It's
going on a little long.
Yeah. At what point is enough is enough?
Well, I thought enough was enough about a month ago. But unfortunately, I mean, I do think part of the issue is all of the media, including the Fox media and the conservative talk radio media, have an incentive in the primary going on and on and on, because then people are interested and they want to see what happened and they tune into the news. And other than that, you know, we have a few months off without a lot to talk about, which is why I wrote a few weeks ago that you keep hearing that Mitt Romney is the candidate of the establishment, but I'm not sure what part of the establishment that is. I mean, the non-Fox media is absolutely opposed to him, as the toughest opponent to Obama. And even the conservative media, many of the pillars of the conservative media are opposed to Mitt Romney, from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, who else? Oh, Sarah Palin, of course, who has offered herself up, by the way, as a possible nominee at a contested convention.
A contested convention, the superdelegate type thing?
Yes.
Do you think it'll get to that?
I don't think so. But the fact that so many conservatives are talking about it, I think, is further evidence that what they're looking for is a storyline that will amuse them and not a storyline that will be good for the country.
Well, we had Congressman Wally Herger on, our congressman, who's no longer running. He's going to not run this time after 26 years. But when I asked him that, I said, you know, they're beating each other up pretty much, and it seemed like the Democrats are enjoying it. His statement on that was, and he said, you know, Carl, he says, if they don't beat each other up now, they have no idea what they're going to be facing when Obama turns his dogs loose. So maybe it's a good thing to get a lot of the stuff out early.
I think we've been through it all about 600 times by now.
I think they know how to answer the questions by now.
Instead you have energy and resources and a lot of money being wasted with Republicans fighting among Republicans rather than focusing on fighting Obama.
And none of us are very close to any of that stuff, but you probably come pretty close to the rooms where they're actually debating. Do you sense that every one of them actually really does want that job passionately? I'm just wondering. I mean,
I know. I think I find it hard to believe that some of them, for example, Newt Gingrich, seriously think they could have that job. Now,
what are they all
doing
there?
Pardon?
What I sometimes wonder is, what are they all doing there? I mean, it's over for at least 80% of those guys that are still debating. They know it's over for them. What are they still doing there?
I think we have some bad incentives set up that actually the Democrats do not anymore. I mean, you don't have people like Dennis Kucinich getting a TV show, even on, you know, the lunatic left station MSNBC. You don't even have Howard Dean getting a show on MSNBC or CNN or writing some huge best-selling book. But somehow it has come about, I don't think by design, it just happens to be this way, that among conservatives, there's a big payday if you manage to attract the support of a few million people. So our party has started to attract more, to put it probably harsher than I mean to, con men, frauds, and charlatans who are in it to get attention for themselves, write a book. You know, you always hear about these pledges, no taxes pledge and the abortion pledge and so on and so forth, and politicians understandably resist signing these pledges because you're voting for me, the candidate. Once I've signed 37 pledges, we may as well be doing the Ross Perot, you know, everybody just vote. Let me use my judgment on all these things. And you're supposed to know how I'm going to vote on those issues generally anyway. But the one pledge I would strongly support all Republican candidates for office having to sign is, if I do not become the Republican nominee, I will not accept a gig on Fox News or write a book.
I see.
That's good. That's good.
And can I ask you one thing? Because when you were an attorney and you had an interesting career in law, but suddenly you transitioned to working for the Center for Individual Rights, and you seem to focus on religious liberties too. If it's not prying, can you just tell us what motivated you to make that move? What did you see going on that made you think you need to throw some energy in that direction?
Well, a couple of things. I had been working for the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that was after Republicans took Congress for the first time in nearly half a century. So I left New York to go to Washington. Because I thought if people like me, true believers, don't go to Washington now, you're just going to have the staffers from liberal Republicans going to work for all these great new conservative Republicans. So anyway, I went kicking and screaming to Washington. And strangely enough, I was a hired contributor for MSNBC and appeared on MSNBC their very first day on air, which I think was around July 1st, 1996, which was a presidential election year, so it's a lame duck. You're looking at a lame duck Senate, a lame duck House, perhaps a lame duck presidency, and so other kids would go off on whitewater rafting trips, and I'd go up and prattle on MSNBC. So I'd started doing TV. I'd started my human events column because there were a lot of legal issues involving the Clinton administration, so there was no shortage of things to write about. But I wanted to keep practicing law, so part of it was a legal job I could work part-time at. But of all the places I would want to work, it was always Center for Individual Rights because it was a real public interest law firm, and there aren't too many that are other than the ACLU where we bring real constitutional cases.
But I was wondering if, while you were in those corridors there on the Hill, you had seen some scary legislation coming or people working on some things that were terrible.
Oh, yes. We got the Violence Against Women Act declared unconstitutional on, I would think, some of the grounds that will probably be used to try to get Obamacare overturned. And that is, I think even conservatives have forgotten this now. Our Constitution gives very few powers to Washington. They have overstepped those powers so many times, and the Supreme Court has let them get away with it so many times, you get something that would have been, that seems very confusing to a Federalist like me, a big government conservative like Rick Santorum. I mean, I like Rick Santorum, and I wish he'd run for governor, but not for president, because he wants big federal government programs to promote values I happen to agree with, but I don't think Congress or anybody in Washington has the authority to be doing it. And so we got Violence Against Women Act declared unconstitutional because it was passed as, you know, as something affecting interstate commerce. And it was a terrible law. It was a crazy doctrinaire feminist idea that the states were refusing to enforce laws involving violence against women, which was manifestly untrue. And it was used to, the two cases we took, one was mine, one went to the Supreme Court first, but both of them were black athletes falsely accused of rape by white female athletes. In one case, the grand jury wouldn't convict. In one case, the prosecutor said, there's no case here. In both cases, you basically had consensual sex that the girl later changed her mind about. And so you know, you have this criminal justice system and the apparatus and the burdens of proof in place, but the Violence Against Women Act got around that by saying, oh, but we'll give women a civil action now. So these poor guys were then being tried, for one thing, under civil standards, with no guarantee of an attorney the way you do when you're being criminally prosecuted. And by the way, that's the sort of thing I expect to see a lot more of from Kathleen Sebelius interpreting Obamacare.
Yeah.
Hey, Ann, we've got to take another break here. And
we're going to wrap it up when we get back. And our guest is Ann Coulter. We're looking forward to more questions.
That's right. We want to talk about the latest book. And we also, after that, we want to talk about you coming to town and what you can expect when you get here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:46 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. Our guest in the studio is R.C. Anselmo, and our guest is Ann Coulter. Good morning, Ann. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, Ann, when we start talking about your latest book, Demonic, How the Liberal Mob is Endangering America. Six of your book titles of your eight books have had the word liberal in them. Is that just a coincidence?
No, I mean, I'm writing about politics and connecting it. I mean, even the historical accounts, and there is a lot of history on the American and French Revolution in demonic. That's where I think the fork in the road originated. And you will get the meaning of the title demonic when you read the truth about the French Revolution, and treason, which went back 50 years of foreign policy. But then I like to bring it to connect it to current events and the way we talk about politics and current events. And I know many people, especially liberals, object to this and want to be called anything other than a liberal. That's just the word we use, and yes, there are different variations of liberals, but as I've told them, there are many varieties of dogs. There's still an essential dogness to all of them.
Right.
You know, it's funny, you know, that we had a great column over the weekend about, you know, you're coming to town, and we made the announcement, you know, of course, coming here March 23rd up there in Selma Vineyards, and you're going to be giving, you know, you're going to be speaking to people and a book signing, but then a dinner afterwards talking about the
two. Four-course meal with lots of wine, I hear.
Well, yeah, that's right. And let me tell you that I just want to keep this not very ceremonious or very organized at all. I want it to be, small and not casual in attire, but a casual way for people to be able to hear you, ask you questions, get to know you, and I hope, you know, have their enthusiasm for your ideas, conservative values, a little bit energized by your company with us. But there won't be drum rolls or, you know, an MC or anything like that.
Oh, drat, I like a drum roll.
Okay, we'll put one in.
Just kidding.
So the tickets are you still have a few tickets left from what Reverge. From what I understand, it's a highly touted night as far as the wine, people wanting to do the up close and personal with Anne after at the wine tasting, but you still have a few.
No, we have tickets for her book signing and speech, which will be in an event tent there. You can still just call the ranch. The dinner is pretty heavily subscribed. Yeah.
I think that's going to be a great event too.
I can't wait.
Well, you know what? First of all, the food
in
Selma's is just outstanding, and of course the wine is. And then you have a bunch of people that are just going to enjoy talking to you.
Right. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but I have the most beautiful private Catholic chapel on the ranch, and it looms over the hill. I built that, and I actually had to sue this county in federal court because they attacked it, tried to prevent me from doing it. But it's just something polemic and beautiful that you'll be able to see. Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of little battles going on up here. And we're going to take a quick break so we can get back on schedule here. But when we come back, we have a good question. It's one of our listeners has asked that, you know, she's got a daughter that's in her teens and is very interested in politics. What would you tell our young people about being involved in politics
and
making a change? So when we come back, we'll finish up with that question. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Ann Coulter and RCN Summo. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
talk about customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work. Going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:53 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest in the studio, of course, is R.C. Anselmo, and our guest is Ann Coulter.
Welcome back to the show, and I'm sure you love that song, I Won't Back Down.
I do. I was just thinking how liberals who will follow anyone with the most power or status like to pretend that that is they.
Well, you know, that's a song we play last on every one of our shows. And that we feel it's important that you don't back down.
Hey, answer that question about the girl who wants to go into politics.
Yes, well, first of all, her daughter probably has a very high IQ because an interest in politics at a young age is correlated with a high IQ.
She does.
But it's a lot of fun. I'm particularly, I think, for conservatives, I give a lot of college speeches, though I'm trying to make more of my speeches at wineries.
Yeah, good idea.
And what's striking is the young conservatives on campus are so politically astute. They have so many facts and figures because, you know, they're arguing from the moment they wake up in the morning to the moment they go to sleep at night. They're arguing with their professors, their colleagues, their teammates. Because colleges in America are very, very liberal. And I've always said you could put one of these college kids on TV and they could whop any liberal on TV right now, today, with no preparation, never being on TV before. They're so exciting and fun, and I think in the long term,
that's
that
refreshing
bodes very
to hear.
Well for conservatives because, I mean, just because of what the setup is, this isn't just me saying our side is smarter than theirs, though it is, but you will get an awful lot of liberals who are just the teachers' pets and apple polishers because they are certainly not disagreeing with anything the people who grade them think.
Mm. Well, I think I have to agree on that one because we've had young conservatives on here before from college, UC Davis and a few others, even from Berkeley. And they've all been like that. They've been, you talk about being baptized in a crucible of fire.
Yes.
To stand up for what you believe in some of these campuses does cost you. I mean, it costs you dearly.
Yes, and you better have the facts and figures at your disposal. But they're always a lot of fun, and I think there is a tendency among college students, even sort of apolitical ones, to rebel against political correctness. That's just the kind of thing. Although they, on one hand, the liberals want to suck up to their professors, but on the other hand, they're normal. They know that women are not going to make as good football players as men, and being told that just makes them roll their eyes.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of that lately. We've had articles on our young ladies that are wrestling. in the high school, and,
oh, dear.
And it's it's
meanwhile
the
men are wearing makeup.
I think you're
this
going
is wonderful.
I think you're going to be
you're
going to
like it here.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at we call the Reading area the North State, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how educated and our people up here are very come from all over, have traveled all over the world, and have decided to make this area their home. They are involved, they are engaged, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I just really look forward to have someone of your magnitude to be here, and really want to appreciate the Anselmos. They have gone up against the system. They've decided to move. They could be anywhere in the world. They've decided to live here with a fabulous winery, and are also very involved in doing the right thing. So thank you so much. I can't say enough about what we're going to experience together in 2 weeks from now.
I can't wait.
Well, you are always welcome. I realize you're flying in that day. And just always, just give us a call the day before, and we'll be glad to have you on the show anytime you want to walk in there.
Excellent.
Ann, thank you so much. And
thank you. Looking forward to meeting you all.
Well, likewise, Ann.
We're going to have a great time that evening. March 23rd. There's going to be a lot of people who want to meet you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
RC. Thanks a lot for doing this for our community. She's conservative. Well, yeah, so what? So's, 65% of our community.
That's the point. I wouldn't be inviting a liberal to my place.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what about the books? Now, along with her tours, did she send cartons of books in advance so people can buy books?
I haven't seen that. That's a good question. We should see if she's got any with her. I'm sure her assistant or somebody will send some on the way.
So people can buy them there.
You can buy them, I think, at Barnes & Noble place like that.
So you bring the book, and then after you, there is
Well, it's a good point. Thank you. And I'll make sure we cover that. There should be at least,
talk more
50
about it.
Books or so of hers that are there available for sale.
I think so.
She'll sign them. But, nobody signs a book to you like Colonel Garrity.
That's
I've never seen somebody endorse a book the way that guy does.
Tim Garrity, Colonel Tim Garrity.
Well, he's
our
coming
friend.
Into town as well. That'll
yeah,
be
he'll
wonderful.
Be there that night.
Oh, okay. Is he going to be there? Yeah. Oh, that's great to be able to see the Colonel and Karen. We've got a minute left. Hey, tomorrow on our show, Rob Burrows is going to be checking in, talking about
the Boondocker Ball,
but also on the Veterans Home. And there's all types of different thoughts on what's happening in Veterans Home, that Brown's using this as a chip in a game of bluffsmanship with the Republicans, and hey, I'm not going to fund this unless you give me the right to give taxes and all that. So I find that extremely interesting.
Hey, before we go really fast, what are the summer hours?
Don't have summer and winter hours.
Okay. Oh, fabulous. Some
we
people
always have the same hours.
Okay, there you go. So, and we have music on the weekends too. So
I'd rather see everybody standing around waiting for customers than to have winter hours or something. And that isn't a situation we've ever faced either.
Okay.
Thank you, Rivers.
Great show today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Yeah.